It will touch you emotionally. I have been so fortunate in my life. And I know that so many of you can say the same thing about God, how He has blessed you in your upbringing. Not that we did everything we were taught. Not that we always obeyed. But I'll tell you one thing. God has placed me in a position where I was fortunate to have wonderful parents teach you the right thing. Straightforward. No nonsense. And if you ask them today, they will tell you that training is still continuing. But you know, when you see some of the simple things that God gives us, and once again, I was drawn back to this morning, and when the fellows had kind of finished singing and I got a chance to run the side, I was just looking out how beautiful the day was and seeing people come and pull up in their car or step out, and I just thought, wow, what a wonderful opportunity to come to church today. You made that choice. Didn't have to. What a wonderful opportunity that God gives us. And I know sometimes in the preaching and things that God lays upon your heart, and we'll have a theme that we'll go down a certain path, and then all of a sudden for a Sunday, God just, I believe, wants us to just stop and say, thank you, God. We do it on the first Sunday of the month. Next Sunday, God willing, we'll, after the camp downs, we'll come up and we'll share, and then at the end of the service, we'll serve communion, an opportunity for us to say, thank you, God, for what you did for me. But I think that God wants us to do that all the time. And I think that you as Christians, you want to do that more and more. I think the older we get and the more of life that we've experienced, I believe that God allows us to become genuinely appreciative for what He has done for us in our lives. And I know it doesn't wipe away all the troubles you have and all the things that you have to deal with and the questions. And I know there are many things that if you were able to share them this morning, would bring a tear to our hearts about the needs that are felt. But at the same time, I know that I serve a God who is far greater than I can even comprehend. And I believe that we need to start where the little bulletin has the picture over here about the foundation. I believe that we need to start with the foundation of what God has done for us. Because any of the singing and the things that we share with and the fellowship that we have, it is all simply because we have begun with a foundation of Jesus Christ. So I'm going to read for you 1 Corinthians, the 3rd chapter. And I, brethren, could not speak to you as spiritual, but as to carnal, as to babes in Christ. I fed you with milk and not with solid food, for until now you are not able to receive it. And even now you are still not able, for you are still carnal. For where there are envy, strife, and divisions among you, are not carnal and behaving like mere men? For when one says, I am of Paul, another, I am of Apollos, are you not carnal? The first four verses are simply starting out about a situation which was in the church at Corinth. Some would say, no, I'm a follower of the Apostle Paul. Some would say, no, I'm a follower of Apollos. Another group would say, no, I'm a follower of Cephas or Peter. And another group would say, no, I'm a follower of Jesus. And the Apostle in the writings in this chapter would address all four of them. And he says, guess what? You're all four wrong. He says, because you are supposed to be a follower of God. And you say to me, well, one of them said, well, they're a follower of Jesus. No, but they were separating themselves out because they were feeling that they were better than the rest. The apostle says, no, you're wrong. And he goes on to explain why as we read, starting with verse 5. Who then is Paul, who is Apollos, but ministers through whom you believed, as the Lord gave to each one? I planted, Apollos watered, but God gave the increase. So then neither he who plants is anything, nor he who waters, but God who gives the increase. Now he who plants and he who waters are one, and each one will receive his own reward according to his own labor. Then I want you to pay special attention to this ninth verse. For we are God's fellow workers. This afternoon, God willing, we'll travel down to D.C., and there'll be a wonderful outpouring of God's Holy Spirit. I love being in that atmosphere. I love to be in a place where, boy, Christians are there, and it's going to be a beautiful day. You imagine people are going to be on their best behavior. I'm going to go to the ballpark. Everybody's going to say, excuse me, man, let me show you the way. Everybody's going to be on their best behavior. I love it. But that's not why I'm going. The reason I am going, because I want to be a place where fellow brothers and sisters in Christ, no denomination stuck up on that screen over there, just people who are enjoying what God has done for them. For we are God's fellow workers. And then he says something very unique here. You are God's field. You are God's building. According to the grace of God, which given to me as a wise master builder, I have laid the foundation and another builds on it. But let each one take heed how he builds on it. In the 11th verse, for no other foundation can anyone lay than that which is laid, which is Jesus Christ. Heavenly Father, add a blessing unto the reading of your word today. There is no other foundation that can be laid than Jesus Christ. It's where we begin. It's where we start. It's what we stand on. It's what we believe. I like the phrases here in the ninth verse. For we are God's fellow workers. We are a family. And I like that. Not many places you can come into on the last Sunday in April and wish everybody else Merry Christmas. You can only do that with family. Wasn't in the bulletin. Sorry. It was in the bulletin that I was looking at. That's okay. We are a family. And as a family, we grow. God, so many times in His Word, refers to us as children, as growing and growing spiritually. And we're all on different places in our walk with Him. Some of you are rather young in years. Some of us are a little more seasoned. We got some that are real seasoned. You just tell on yourselves. Don't be looking around pointing fingers. Do you want me to speak louder for those of you who can't hear me this morning? Yes, I know. Except that we are all still growing. We've got people in this church. We've got a fellow that just turned 80 years old. But I'll tell you one thing. He is enjoying being a child in Christ. We're going to pick on him because he's not here this morning. God willing, he's doing fine and he's feeling okay and just couldn't make it to church this morning. But I tell you, some of the questions that he has asked has brought smiles to our heart because we can feel the joy and excitement of a child, a new child in Christ, asking the questions that ought to be asked. And I love it. We are growing. We are children, and we are trying to mature by what we eat, what we do, and what we say. Amen. We are growing in Christ. We as a family are growing in Christ. We don't have all the answers yet. We don't have it all down pat. No, and I really don't want to be in a place where they do. I'll be honest about it. I like a place where we're still figuring it out. We're still trying. And we're still, that kind of didn't work. So we'll try it again a little differently next time. But I like to be in a place where we're trying and we're moving and we're growing in the Lord. You look around this morning, you say, well, it's a beautiful day, so some of the people out traveling, the crowd is not quite as big. That's fine. I'll tell you what, there's a whole lot of churches around here. When you count this many people, you walk back in on a Wednesday night, and you'll see 30, 32, 34 people here on a Wednesday night with their Bibles open, with their little study books open. Why? Because they want to learn more about the Word of God and how it applies to them in their life. We got a lady who was here. She walked in a little late on Wednesday night. She says, I'm sorry. She says, I didn't feel that well. She says, I have a toothache. Now that kind of made me think a little bit. You've got the option, toothache or listen to my voice. You know? You could take it like that, but I didn't. The way that I took it was, I tell you what, no matter what's going on, I still wanted to come into God's house and hear the Word of God. And that's what we have. That is our joy, because that is our strength. That is where we stand upon. That is our foundation, our study of His Word. It says in the second little phrase here that first we are God's fellow workers. But then it says, you are God's field. Not many people of you out there, somebody this week called you a field. No. But in God's Word, the Apostle Paul says that you are God's field. And the goal of any field that I have worked with, the goal is fruit. Planting season, we're right in the midst of it there. Boy, those farmers are smiling with this rain we've gotten over the last 7-8 days, because they know that without that, there can be no fruit. Years ago, and I would go up and Pop would just have a wonderful, wonderful garden. And so many of you, I would bring in late in August there, we'd bring in corn, we'd bring in tomatoes. But those tomatoes were unbelievable. We'd bring in tomatoes just huge and all like that. He'd grow a tomato over there and you could slice it out. It would simply cover a slice of bread. Now, I'm not telling you a story because I've eaten them myself. So I said, well, I'm going to grow my own tomatoes. And I went down and I got the plants and I'm the pot and I got it all. And I tell you one thing, I had some of the most beautiful, the absolutely most beautiful tomato vines you have ever seen. Beautiful. And I went back and I finally, in my frustration, I said, Pop, I don't understand. And I said, I'm doing this. I'm doing everything that you do up here. When they come up, I'm praying those little shoots off like that. And I'm putting the same amount of fertilizer you want. And I'm doing. He said, well, son, he says, where you got those plants at? He said, I got them on the front porch there right off. And he says, well, how much sun did they get? And I said, well, down at my house, I got a lot of trees over there. The sun doesn't kind of come in until about 10 and I don't get it about a little. He says, the problem is you don't have enough sun shining on your plants. It's a little snicker in his voice. And he was right. I had enough sun to have wonderful looking vines, but they didn't bear any fruit. I mean, a vine that's this tall, give you a little tomato, it's just pitiful. Pitiful. But you know what? You have to have it right. You have to have the sun shining on it enough. And a tomato plant, to do the best, it gets sun all the way from the first thing in the morning when that sun breaks till all the way until the sun drops in the evening. Because of that sun, they grow the biggest, meatiest tomatoes that you can sample. I didn't have that. So I didn't have the fruit. It wasn't me. It was that I just simply didn't have all the pieces right for the fruit. So I didn't like what any other son would do. I went up there and got a whole box of his tomatoes and brought them back and ate them. And shared them. And some people said, when it said, did you grow those? And if I didn't get a chance to tell them no, it wasn't my fault. I grew tomatoes, I just may not have grown these tomatoes. The church is a field. The church, first of all, is a family. But then the church is a field, and we are here to develop fruit for His glory. And I like this third phrase that says in the 9th verse, so we are God's fellow workers, a family. You are God's field, and you are God's building. Once again, not many people have called you a building this week, and if they have, they probably wouldn't have got away with it. But the writer here says that you are a building. The church is a building, and in this building, we strive for quality. Now, you know that I'm not talking about the physical building. I love this church more than any other church that I've ever been in. And I am prejudiced. I'll tell you from the beginning to the end. And I've been in some beautiful churches. And I love looking at churches. I love when I have an opportunity to go visit somewhere and I go and I look at the churches and I say, ooh, that is just beautiful. And when I walk in, I go and introduce myself and I said, you mind, I'll take a little tour of your building. I like the building. I love those churches. Terry and I went over, his daughter was singing at one over here in Fairfax, and that thing is sharp, let me tell you. That thing is beautiful. It's got a, we had the coffee shop in the beginning. We appreciated Don Hartzell and Mount Calvary more when we had to pay for that cup of coffee as we walked in that church. Anyway. But it's a beautiful building, and God is using it to touch out and reach. And I went to the wrong sanctuary and sit halfway 45 minutes in this. I said, well, I think they're going to come out and sing. I don't see them. Terry has once again led me astray. That's what I thought. Because it's so big, they got one sanctuary, and right on the other side, another sanctuary, and they're playing over in the other sanctuary, and I'm sitting in the wrong sanctuary with my expensive coffee. I'm not talking about the physical building, although I love churches, and I love looking at churches. I believe that we have to make our goal of quality in God's building. By first of all, we need to have the right foundation. Amen. Jesus Christ, our Lord and King. And along with that, we have to have the right materials. And then most importantly, we have to have the right motive on why we are doing what we are doing. Today I'm going to, about 4 o'clock, I'm going to go to church. It's a round circular I am over there, and you can get Nathan's hot dogs and Ben's chili bowl, and I think there's a Phillips over there. You can get everything. You can get every little meal you want to over that stadium. And out in center field, there's a big old red porch, and there's a big screen over there, and it's got wonderful things. And I love the stadium. It's a beautiful stadium. But I tell you what, at 4 o'clock, I'm going to go to church. Because I am going to be in a building that has a foundation. And that foundation is people who have gathered together in the name of Jesus Christ to lift up His name. It has the right material. The material is simply we as believers. We are the lifeblood. People. You got to love people, friends. The more time you spend trying to make your mind up about that is simply wasted time. And all of us seasoned folks, we ought to know that by now. Wasting time, not loving people, is fruitless. And finally, I believe that that building is going to have the proper motive. And that's to share the good news that God gives us. Maybe you're going down. Maybe you're enjoying yourself in the afternoon. I don't. You know, you can do the same thing by simply going outside and enjoying what God has done for you. I don't know what your plans are today. Hopefully you have wonderful plans to enjoy this glorious day that God has given us. But I tell you one thing. I am going to be so appreciative of Him no matter what I do. No matter where I'm at. No matter what comes against me, I'm still going to stand on that foundation that greater is He that God has placed within me than he that is in that old world. I'm going to believe it. I'm going to stand on it. And I'm going to ask Heavenly Father, just God, help me out any way you can to be a blessing to others. I believe in the foundation. I believe in this song, bless you. I believe in this song that we sang. There's always a place at the table. There's a feast that's now waiting on your own. Your place is set each time the family gathers. It will never be the same till you get home. I like that. Larry Gatlin wrote that along with the Gaithers. And I love the message that it holds within. I believe that people more and more want more and more God. All we've got to do is be willing to be used of Him. And it's going to happen. The foundation. Sometimes you can't recognize the picture of foundation. Sometimes we've got pages that don't quite fit in the song. Sometimes we get going a little quick. We got to slow her down a gear or two. Sometimes we get in the wrong bulletin, start wishing each other Merry Christmas. I'll tell you one thing. If we have the proper motive, and we are the material that God uses, and we simply focus on the foundation, God will bless it, just like I think He has blessed us in this service today. Amen. Heavenly Father, we have come into Your house. We have sung praises unto Your name, God. There are things that we have to deal with within our lives, but God, sometimes You just want us to just, Heavenly Father, just come into Your house and just enjoy You. Just enjoy every good thing that You've done for us. God, we thank You for being that foundation for each and every one of us. And Heavenly Father, if we are struggling, if we have doubts and we have fears, we have questions that are unanswered, God, let us turn to You because You love us. You care for us. So Heavenly Father, we thank You for the time that You've allowed us to be here today in Your midst. And we hope and we pray that each one that leaves this building will feel like they've received something from You and feel a little closer to God than when they stepped in. So Heavenly Father, give us safe traveling mercies. Be Your will, bring us back again so that we can once more lift up the name of Jesus in Your house. We ask this in the precious name of Jesus, and all God's people said amen, amen.